As someone with an ongoing fascination for the region's history, I'm always delighted to hear about characters or events I haven't before, which is why former colleague and history buff Carolyn Wehmer's email was such a treat. She sent a link to a website I'd never come across, FloridaFringeTourism.com, and called my attention to a story on it I'd never heard. The tragic tale of the Caloosahatchee She-Man is one of pirates, treasure, revenge, murder, and cross-dressing, it began. Weird, Carolyn wrote. I smell an essay, I wrote back, and started checking it out. The site's writer, Tony Land, reported, "The She-Man was a reclusive hermit who roamed the banks of the Caloosahatchee River sometime in the late 1800s. According to those who knew him, he had simply gone bonkers and vanished into the wilderness in a dress. Old-timers have told stories for years about seeing the She-Man roaming the banks of the Caloosahatchee River with his pet alligator, Devil. The man and his gator would run along the banks of the river, keeping a sharp eye on anyone who passed through his territory. He would hide in the cypress, spying on people, and then suddenly vanish into the swamps when spotted. Legend holds, writes Land, that the man lived with his family in a cabin rented from one Mr. Morgan, a descendant of the pirate Captain Morgan, and one day the wife and son happened upon their landlord as he was digging up treasure left behind by his ancestor. Quote, he became enraged and attacked them both. He killed the son with a blow to the head and gave chase after the fleeing woman. Her husband found her, later, beaten and dying in the woods. The wife told her husband who had attacked her, and then she died in his arms. The man went into a rage, donned her dress, then found Mr. Morgan trying to escape in a rowboat. Land writes that the distraught husband jumped into the water and tipped the boat, spilling Morgan right into his alligator Devil's jaws. Quote, after that, the She-Man and his gator swam to shore and began their reclusive life in the swamps, emerging only to watch for intruders. People no longer report seeing the dress-wearing She-Man, and there are no historical documents to prove any of these characters ever existed. However, she writes, there are still stories being passed from Cape Coral to Okeechobee by old-timers who either saw the She-Man or knew someone who did, she concludes. Sadly, Land doesn't name any of the old-timers passing the tale. Odd, because none of the old-timers I'd ever talked to had told me that particular tale. Granted, many of them, like Charles Foster, Totch Brown, and Frog Smith, are now gone, but even when they were alive, I never heard this one. I couldn't find anything about the She-Man in the news press's morgue, and online, the only thing I came across was a book called Weird Florida, published in 2005 by Charlie Carlson. But the story in that book is essentially the same one Land recounts on the site, though it ends this way. No doubt yarn spinners have added their own ingredients to enhance the tale, and thus another Florida legend is born.